Well, we gather in the name and the spirit of Jesus this morning. When he was born on Christmas, the Word became flesh and lived among us. He was filled with grace and truth, and his spirit is alive and moving right here among us this morning. We come to worship this morning, and the sanctuary has been prepared, hasn't it? With the poinsettias, with the banners, with the musical offerings. We come to worship. We come to experience our living God. This week we reflect on God's pure light, God's radical sacrificial love. We come to worship and we seek to begin to unpack a few parts of the Gospel of John at the very beginning with John chapter 1. Let's pray. Well, holy and mighty God, may the words of my mouth, God, may the meditations on each of our hearts, may they be acceptable in your sight. Because you are our rock and redeemer. Amen. So here a reading from the beginning of the Gospel of John, from chapter 1, and some title it as "The Word Became Flesh."
In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
So Jay Nichols asks, have you ever been driving down a dark country road where you're motoring along and you come over that crest of a hill and wham, you're blinded by the light? Have you ever experienced that, where you get blinded by an oncoming car's light? Your eyes are used to the darkness, but then you end up flooded in the light. It can be the same in our faith when we're living in the darkness. We might be adjusted to it. We might not even realize it. And then something happens and we get a taste of the light. We begin to realize that there's more to life than running ragged. There's more to life than always seeking instant gratification. We learn that hope is real. We learn that healing can happen. We learn that forgiveness is freeing. Darkness doesn't have to have the last word. We can receive the light, and we can testify to the light too. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Our scripture continues.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him. Yet the world did not know him. He came to what was in his own, and his people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood or of the will of the flesh or of the will of man, but of God.
The scripture is filled with hope and salvation, but it also addresses the realities in life. The gospel writer didn't shy away from the tension that God incarnate, God in the flesh, had to push back against the darkness in the world. Jesus' birth doesn't mean that there won't be points of tension and stress. Our scripture says that there is and there will be darkness. Verse 5, the light shines in the darkness, but the darkness didn't overcome it. Verse 10 says that the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. Verse 11, even his own people didn't accept him. The Word became flesh and lived among us, yet the darkness continues to try to wrestle a hold of us.
And the world became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This was he of whom I said, he who comes after me ranks ahead of me because he was born before me.
So many of us say a mealtime prayer before meals. Growing up, we often said a prayer of invitation. It's actually a prayer that's pretty well aligned with Advent. We prayed, come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. This was the prayer of the people of Israel, wasn't it? They were longing for their Savior. Come, Lord Jesus. And you know what happened. The Word became flesh. This is our prayer too, isn't it? Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest. At the birth of Jesus, God is no longer a distant, abstract God. The Word became flesh and lived among us. During my time in seminary, one seminary retired, so another seminary another president took his place. Part of the new seminary president's platform was developing incarnational leaders for the kingdom of God. Incarnational, in the flesh. What he meant was incarnational leaders, people touched by Jesus, people who serve in the flesh in Jesus' name. You might have heard the saying, preach the gospel. Preach the gospel and use words if you have to. That's basically incarnational ministry. In this type of ministry, people get their hands dirty. People let their hearts experience real life. In this kind of ministry, we engage in the messiness and live out a love that is sacrificial so that others can experience God's sacrificial love too. In this type of ministry, people live out a radical grace so others can experience a radical, life-changing grace. In this type of ministry, God is no longer a distant, abstract God. When the Word became flesh, God entered into the messiness of life, and he lived among us. When the Word became flesh, when God entered in, ministry got up close and personal. Friends, we live life. Well, we live like we're grounded in the idea, or we should live life like the most valuable resource that the church has is its people. The most valuable resource that the church has is you and me, because it's through you and me that people meet Jesus. Because it's through you and me that we serve the world in Jesus' name. When the Word became flesh, all of a sudden we're encouraged and challenged to go beyond just preaching the good news. We're encouraged and challenged to live out the good news too. Our scripture continues.
From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. The law indeed was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. It is God, the only Son, who is close to the Father's heart, who has made him known.
So think about being at the ocean or at a large body of water where the waves roll in and they roll one on top of the other. They just keep rolling. They keep turning over as they near the shore. F.F. Bruce, he says this is actually what John is talking about in this portion of Scripture. The Word became flesh and lived among us. When God took on humanly flesh, we have been flooded by grace. We have received grace upon grace. It doesn't matter how broken we come this morning. It doesn't matter how hurting we might come this morning. There is no limit to God's grace through Jesus Christ. In this time of running up to Christmas, things can feel extra hectic. Maybe depending on your circumstances, it might be, well, the loneliness might be increased. Friends, what if we pause for, well, just once in a while to rest in God's grace washing over you? What if we paused once in a while to receive that grace upon grace upon grace? Never-ending grace, cleansing, renewing, filling, and refilling. We can't earn it. We don't deserve it yet. Yet God's grace upon grace, filled to the point where our cup runneth over. Jeremiah writes that sometimes we can feel sorry for ourselves. Sometimes we can begin to get dragged down. We might start to throw maybe even pity parties for ourselves. And the fact is, life is real. Life can be hard. We're not always jumping for joy. And yet, no matter what life gives us, we have hope in God's radical sacrificial love and grace upon grace. John chapter 3, verse 17 says, God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world. God sent his Son into the world to save, to rescue the world through him. The Word became flesh, or we might say, our Savior is born. Grace upon grace for our friends, grace upon grace for our enemies, grace upon grace for even that person looking back at us from the mirror. The Word became flesh and lived among us. The light pushed back against the darkness. And from his fullness, we have received grace upon grace.